Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, and heading into this hour's guest interview segment. Joining me today is Arissa Guyett. She's the reporter for the Star Valley FFA. Good morning, Arissa. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Appreciate you stopping by. So, you know, FFA does so many cool things, and you were telling me you are the reporter for the FFA. So, being a news kind of guy myself, tell me what that entails as being the reporter. What do you do?
So, as a reporter of the FFA, it is my job to kind of make posters for things and get the word out about what FFA is doing, both to our FFA members and the community. And also events like this, I'm in charge of promoting them and getting them out there.
Very cool. So how long have you been involved with the FFA yourself?
All 4 years of my high school career. Okay. I joined as a freshman, and this is my first year being an officer. And one of my years, I think it was my sophomore year, I was a junior officer, and I was the junior reporter officer.
Oh, cool. Awesome. What do you love most about FFA? You've done it for a few years. Obviously, you like it because you're still doing it, right?
Yeah. I really love the competitions, honestly, and the community that it kind of has. So, like, I love my teammates, and then just competing with them is really fun in certain events like. So I do ENR and Farm Business Management, and ENR is Environmental and Agricultural Resources. So those have been two I've been really involved in, and livestock judging, which is one of the bigger ones of FFA.
Sure. Excellent. Arissa Guyett in studio this morning on the weekday wake-up. Well, of course, all those things don't come free, right? Everything costs money. And so the Blue and Gold Gala, the annual banquet with the Star Valley FFA, is coming up this Saturday, March 26th. It's going to be at the Afton Civic Center. Arissa, tell us about this gala. This is a pretty cool event.
It is a really cool event. So it's actually been doing it, I think, all of the years I've been in to FFA, and it's a fundraiser to help kind of gain funds for us to be able to go to competitions and, you know, do all the things that we want to do and buy things for this event. Even we're using money that the FFA has in storage to kind of fund this. So we're going to have music, and for dancing, we're going to have a nice dance floor, and then we're going to have some cowboy poetry readings, and we're going to have a lovely dinner. I believe right now it includes prime rib, cheesy potatoes, salad, and a dessert.
Wow, so. I'm sold. I'm in. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, so they're only $20, and tickets will be sold at the door, and there will be a limited number, so I'd advise you to, you know, get there right as it opens so that you don't miss out.
Perfect. So dinner, the dance, everything to go along with it. Also, I'm looking at the silent auction that you guys are doing as well. There's some pretty cool things on this auction list.
Oh, yes, there are. And actually, for the auction, you don't need to buy a ticket. That is exclusively for the dinner and the dancing and the cowboy poetry and everything that goes with that. But for the auction, we have some really cool events this year. Like, I believe we have a car jack, we have home and decor goods, we actually have a propane fire pit, pottery, and the most exciting thing on there, we have two African hunting safaris for that lucky couple or lucky two people that would like to go to Africa.
That's very cool. I was going through that, and that one really jumps out, the African safaris, right?
It really does. I mean, our teacher at first wasn't sure it was even going to pull through, because it, you know, that sounds like a really big thing. And she was like, is this legit? Like, am I just getting scammed? Like, what's going on? And no, she's really surprised to find out it is actually someone is doing that for us.
It's very cool. Arissa Guyett joining us in studio this morning on the weekday wake up, talking about this Saturday's Blue and Gold Gala to support the Star Valley FFA. Tickets available at the door for $20 to get the dinner and the show and everything to go along with it. Silent auction will be available to anybody, ticket or no ticket, is what it sounds like. Arissa, anything we missed on this event we need to cover?
Oh, I should actually say the silent auction will be open from the very start, but it will close at 7:30 p.m. So if you would like to bid on stuff there, just be aware it will close at 7:30.
And the doors open at 5, correct?
Yes, that is what it is.
So. Doors open at 5, auction closes at 7:30. And just another plug here for the FFA, Arissa. I mean, you mentioned some of the things you enjoy. All the funds raised from this go to support this program, correct?
Oh, yes. All the funds will go to support the FFA and what we do. So we're really looking forward to seeing everyone there, hopefully.
Perfect. It's this Friday, Afton Civic Center, 5 o'clock p.m. Arissa, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
It's all part of the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio.